Yes, it's Peyton.
Hey, Peyton.
Good choice.
Hey, Peyton. Knowing the respect that you have for Tom, and it seems like you guys play each other every year, whether it's in the regular season and or the postseason, do you kind of have this date circled on your calendar when you have to face, you guys don't go head-to-head, but seeing him and facing the Patriots?
I don't really think we have it circled just because every game is just, you know, so important now. And you know, the only game we really circle kind of at the beginning is kind of that opening game. You always want to try to get the season started off right. And it was a division game for us this year. But like you said, this is a game that's almost been like a division game because we have played them every year, I want to say since 2003, they've always been a good team when we've played them, and you always know it's going to be a challenge. But I think we have done a pretty good job of, you know, just waiting until this week gets here, and now, you know, trying to prepare and trying to get ready for the Patriots once this week arrives. So I think if you start looking at them a little too early, and you're probably going to slip up and not take care of business on the previous week. But they're certainly playing excellent football right now. They have a lot of new players. There are some new faces, but you see a lot of the same resemblances of just good, sound football, making teams, forcing other teams into mistakes, and that's why they're winning so many games right now.
Peyton, on a subconscious, maybe a little bit of a subconscious level, do you think you and Tom have maybe pushed each other over the course of the last decade, and maybe in certain ways he's pushed you?
That's probably a little. You mentioned subconscious, and so I'm going to follow up. That's pretty deep for me. I'm not sure I'm that deep of a thinker or I don't have the ability to answer that kind of question. I'm not really sure. All I can say, about time, I feel like it's pretty well documented what I think about him as a player, and just what he's been able to do. With his career up there in New England, he's just been outstanding. He's gotten better every year. I know from talking to our defensive players what kind of challenge it is to get ready to play against him. His ability to make big time throws, his ability to look off defenders, to read the defenses, and it's always been a real challenge when you're playing against Tom and his teams, because even though you're worried about the defense, you're going to have to score points because he's going to be able to put up points for their offense.
Well, let me ask you this then. If you hear me say that someday Brady Manning will be a football version of, say, Larry Bird and Magic Johnson, what do you think when you hear that?
I think it's hard. I can't speak for Tom, but I think he would certainly see it the same way I do. I think it's kind of hard right in the middle of our careers to sort of think about something like that, just because we're right in the middle of it right now. And I still think, I know how I see it. I still see it as, as team versus team. Basketball, maybe there is a little more, even though it's a team sport, maybe there is a little more a one-on-one to it because there's just five guys out there. But football still is the ultimate team sport. No question, there have been some great games between the Colts and the Patriots during this past decade. And Tom and I have been the quarterbacks, and it's been just an intense rivalry. I think there's great respect between the two teams. It's really hard. For me, just in the middle of the 2010 season, to think about kind of too much of the history in years past, especially this year with all that's going on with our team, with so many new players that we're playing and some of the challenges that we've faced. I'm really just kind of focusing on this year. I just can't say enough good things about their team and about their quarterback, Tom Brady.
Peyton,
how much time, if at all, have you spent away from the field talking with Coach Belichick, and have you guys picked each other's brains at all? How have those conversations been?
Oh, I don't know. I have run into him on occasion, but probably nothing too much to report there. So he's an excellent coach. There's no question about it. They've had different defensive coordinators through through the past few years, but I've always felt that he's had his stamp on it, you know, from the get-go, and it's no different this year. They're playing, you know, such sound football, you know, like I said, especially with all their young guys playing. You can tell he's got these guys caught up to speed real quickly. They really have some young, outstanding players that, you know, that have really developed in a short period of time. So it's always a challenge playing against. You know, I've always just kind of called him his defenses, even though he wasn't always the coordinator. I guess maybe he does have the title as the coordinator now. I'm not even sure. He seems to be, you know, calling most of the defenses. And it's always a challenge going against that defense, no question about it.
You mentioned the challenges that your team has had. You mentioned that the Patriots are playing well right now. Is this a measuring stick game for you, for your team?
I certainly consider the Patriots to be are one of the top teams right now. That, you know, it certainly just seem to be playing at a high level. We're still, you know, just sort of taking it week to week. It definitely has been a different type of season because of the abnormal amount of injuries that we've had and different guys playing. And so every week kind of presents just a new challenge, and we're sort of trying to kind of form the identity for our team that week, depending on who's playing. And so that's why it's a great challenge, you know, in a week like this, because you have to do certain things just to kind of take care of the Colts, and then you also have to get ready for the Patriots. So it's sort of a double whammy there, and it is a tremendous challenge to get ready to play against such a good opponent at the same time while you're still, you know, working on getting on the same page with some of the new guys. And Brandon James last week played in his first NFL career game, you know, so you do have to spend time working with him, getting him on the same page, and then you got to prepare for the opponent as well. So it's definitely been a challenge from a preparation standpoint, but you have to get it done.
Peyton, do you think it took you a while to kind of get a handle on Belichick's schemes? Because it seemed early on you had some difficulty, but now it seems you've had a lot more success going up against Belichick's defense.
Well, those are your words, you know, and not mine. I don't think I have a handle on any defenses. Like I said, every game just kind of takes on its own identity. Certainly if you ask about a certain year, you know, there have been certain times where our offense has executed better than in years past. But it's really hard to summarize them. You know, I'll put them into one. And I've never admitted to, you know, having a handle on anything. You know, my goal each week is to try to get our team in the end zone, try to protect the ball. It's been a core group of the same players for a number of years. You know, really last year was the first time you saw a lot of different faces out there. When you don't see a Bruschi or a Rabel out there or a Harrison, it's a different feel. But these guys, they have some young guys that can really fly around. Mayo, Chung, Merriweather can make a lot of plays. And like I said, they still have the same integrity of a typical Patriots defense of just being so sound. So every week just kind of presents something new, and it'll certainly be a new challenge this year.
Hey, Peyton, I was curious, as those four MVP awards you have, what do they represent to you?
I really don't think a whole lot about it, and in the middle of the following season. I really don't have a whole lot to say about it, you know, but I guess to give you just some kind of answer, I mean, I've always, you know, accepted those just on the behalf of my teammates and my coaches who have just given me great help throughout my career. I've always kind of considered them to be team awards.
The Patriots played two games without Patrick Chung, and then he came back last week. Watching the defense on film, what kind of difference, or what Chung bring to their defense?
Well, I mean, he just brings. I mean, they have three excellent safeties, you know, to get go between, Sanders, Merriweather, and Chung. But Chung's a guy that can move around a lot. I mean, he's a guy that can cover a slot receiver. You know, in nickel defenses, he can cover a slot receiver. One-on-one, he can cover tight ends, he can play the deep half and the safety, so he's very versatile. He's got excellent speed, big play capabilities, and just seems like he has a real knack for the football. So last year, you know, being his rookie year, like I said, he got great experience as a rookie, and just seems like he's really taken a big step into his second year, which I think is I can relate to. After playing as a rookie, you know, it just things become more comfortable for you in the second year, and you really see Chung flying around out there.
Losing Dallas obviously must have been tough for you, but how is Jacob made up for that loss?
Well, we're still dealing with it. You know, it's a week to week transition. Out of respect for Dallas, I'm not sure if you can if you replace Dallas Clark. I think you just adjust. I think Dallas is that good of a player and deserves that much respect, but. Jacob has really been working hard. He's been learning on the run. Even though he's been here for 3 years now, he really hasn't played a whole lot in games. So he and I are getting good game experience together. He's really done a good job, made some huge plays, a couple of big touchdowns for us. And we're throwing a lot at him as well. I mean, we're asking a lot of him. He's really responded well, and like I said, I think each week presents a new challenge for him as he gets used to playing against different types of defenses and different types of opponents, and it'll be a great challenge for him this week.
Would you ever grow your hair long like Tom?
Oh, no. I've pretty much had about the same haircut for the past 13 years, I think, for the most part. So, nothing too exciting.
Who's the better actor?
Oh, I can't tell. The one thing, let me make it very clear: I am a football player. I am not, nor have never considered myself to be that. So I'm a football player. You know, that's what I want to be. So let's make that real clear. There's no confusion about that.
You were talking about adjustments, specifically Sunday against the Bengals, just 185 passing yards, but your defense stepped up huge. Can you talk about the support they're giving you right now?
Can you speak up just a little bit? I had trouble hearing that question.
You were talking about adjustments, specifically last Sunday against the Bengals, just 185 passing yards, but your defense stepped up huge in that game. Can you talk about the support they're giving you?
Certainly. It's a team game. It takes team effort. And that's what's been happening a lot this year. Defense has been picking up the offense. Offense has picked up the defense. We're still looking, you know, hoping for each week that both sides of the ball, you know, play their best game of the year at the same time. You know, that's what you always want. But there's no question that our defense did a great job on Sunday against the Bengals, causing turnovers, forcing Cincinnati into mistakes, and giving our offense great field position. So. They were outstanding on Sunday, and they're certainly in for a tougher challenge this Sunday. But there's no question that you got to have both sides of the ball doing a good job and trying to keep the other out of tough situations.
Okay, thanks a lot, Peyton. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay, thank y'all. I'll see you. Thanks.